Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would like to ask as we begin the show today that we stop doing something for the sake of our children. And I know at times I will tell you about my ideas on parenting or my ideas on if you're a young broadcaster. We did that a few weeks ago. Things I'll give you my advice all the time. I give advice to people whether they like it or not. People behind the scenes here at CBS Sports Radio who worked with me, the young guys working with me over the years, I'm constantly giving them advice and they know it. They just accept it. Kincaid's going to tell you what he thinks you should be doing or try to help you out. Whether you ask for it or not, you're going to get it. So I'm doing the same thing for you. Stop normalizing quitting. Stop making quitting somehow acceptable. Stop making you not honoring a commitment somehow being normalized. You are not doing well by your children. You're not doing well by the next generation of Americans, which we are raising. Stop normalizing quitting. There was one rule in our house. And it was when I was a kid, there was a rule. And then there was a rule when I'm a parent. Now I've got, we're planning a Sweet 16 right now in Walt Disney World in March. But my daughter at Christmas week will turn 16. There's a rule in our house, and I inherited it from Tom and Betty. If you make a commitment, you honor your commitment. Period. Flat out. Period. Honor the commitment. But now we want to normalize in society that quitting is okay. If you make a commitment to a team, to an organization, you sign your name to a document, and you just want to quit on it, somehow now it has been just normalized. And let me assure you, it wasn't normal growing up for me. It wasn't normal for the generations before us that allow us to all lead the cushy existence that we do. Ah, I got drafted into the Second World War. Man, do you think I want to go fight the Nazis on foreign soil? Are you kidding me? I quit. I don't want to be there. I quit. I know I made a commitment, but I quit. I have a commitment to my country, but I quit. Or I joined the service by choice. Yeah, I joined the service, made the commitment, but I really now don't like this whole guns and the chance that I might have to fight overseas stuff. I just quit. I hope you don't mind. I quit. I'm walking out on that assessment. I signed for a mortgage on my house. Yeah, you know what? I know I signed that 30-year mortgage to buy this house, but you know what? I made a dumb decision. I really didn't like the house as much. I'm out. I'm just not going to make any more payments. I quit. I know I made a commitment. But can you forgive me? I quit. If you're Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell, I know I'm part of a team, and I know I have a contract, but I quit. Now, in Le'Veon Bell's case, he has something in the collective bargaining agreement that spared him because he had the opportunity to make the choice to take a stand. That's different than what Antonio Brown did. Le'Veon Bell walked out on his teammates, but Le'Veon Bell had the contractual opportunity by the collective bargaining agreement rules to pass on taking the guaranteed money for just 1 year and walk away. He did. That's different than what Antonio Brown did, quitting on his teammates during the season. So then you go and you get a big money contract, you get the money you wanted, and now you're finding every reason to not be there for your Raiders teammates. And then this week, and I just heard Sean Mraz talk about it on the Zach Gelb show earlier today, we have people campaigning for Kelly Bryant, who quit on his teammates, who walked out the door on his teammates and said, oh, I don't get to be the starter, or I quit. I'm out of here. Bye. See ya. I quit. You're not guaranteed to be the starter when you sign a scholarship with a school. You're not guaranteed to be the starter. And no coach goes in and says, I guarantee you, you're going to start every game of your career. You sign right here on the dotted line. You're going to start every game of your college career. Nobody does that. And by the way, the minute that Kelly Bryant left the starting job, oh, all of a sudden Clemson could pass the football. And their offense became dynamic. And the impactful defense that they had, which was helping them sneak by, then helped them become a dynamic, dominant team. And we've got people campaigning, well, poor Kelly Bryant, he deserved a ring. Should have given him a ring. First of all, NCAA rules, and I know that college football is not followed in a lot of parts of the country, as well as it should be. Kelly Bryant couldn't get a ring. Dabo couldn't have given him a ring if he wanted to, because Kelly Bryant was a member of the Missouri football program when Clemson won the national title. He's a member of it. He can't give him a ring. So it's a non-story. It's not a story. He couldn't give him a ring. There's an NCAA rule in place. But it is convenient for Dabo, I must say that. Because Dabo didn't want to give him a ring. And I don't blame him. You got a team with a chance to win a national championship. You know you have a defense that can win. You know you have a team that is poised to win a national championship. And by the way, Dabo Swinney was right. You don't owe Kelly Bryant nothing when he walks out the door on all the teammates in the locker room and doesn't give them the safety net of his talents because he says, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. The very next week, you've got an opportunity with Trevor Lawrence as the quarterback against Syracuse. He gets hurt. And they have to throw in a backup quarterback that was completely raw. They couldn't turn to Kelly Bryant. They could have easily lost that game. They didn't, but they could have. And it hung in the balance. And Trevor Lawrence got injured. But unlike at Alabama, when the exact same thing happened, Kelly Bryant quit, and he made the decision to walk out the door. He made the decision walking out the door. He wasn't going to do it. Alabama, same exact situation. They had commitment. Can we stop normalizing quitting? Oh, I didn't realize for my art history degree, I had to take $120,000 in student loans because I wanted to go to my dream school. My dream school for my art history degree, and I can't pay it back. So can you just forgive that loan? That was a mistake on my part. No, stupid. No. I know I bought that $120,000 car. I really couldn't afford it. I know I bought that $120,000 townhouse. I know I couldn't afford it. But can you just forgive me that loan and let me have it? It would be the fair thing to do. Stop normalizing quitting. Stop normalizing not answering your commitments, not meeting your commitments. It's dumb. It is absolutely irresponsible. And the more we normalize it, the worse sports is and the worse the world at large is. I love my Audi, but I bought a little too much car. Can you just take it back? I know I signed for it, and I know I drove it for 40,000 miles, but now I just can't afford it anymore. Could you take it back and just forgive me the loan? Thank you very much. Please. No, it's not how the world works. Buck up. Be an adult. For God's sakes. And no, Kelly Bryant, you don't get a ring. No ring for you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS, our toll-free line. Brought to you by Geico. I got great news for you. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I got rained on so much in the past week, I just warn you all, I may be a little salty. Hopefully, you hang out for the whole day. Anthony Piano has every reason to smile this morning. And it's getting spooky. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.